ways that you could be serving your community through your church. I know that that's one of the biggest calls in any local body of believers is, are you serving? Are you really involved in church ministry? And this one gentleman that I met when I did some work with Samaritan's Purse, which is the Billy Graham organization, he came down as a professor. He's a young man. He was in his mid-20s, and he took the time off when the kids were on break and volunteered with that organization. And I could just tell that he was just so happy to be of service and doing something to help other people that were less fortunate than him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree with you. I think there is this unbelievable well of joy that God brings to you when you get outside yourself. And, you know, yeah, you do step out on the water a little bit. And the Lord's gonna hold you up and provide for you.
Absolutely. In fact, if there's a listener out there who's in the medical profession, whether you're a doctor, a PA, a nurse, you know, pharmacist, you know, whatever, and if you feel like maybe this is the Lord is calling me to do something like this, I'm telling you, it's not too late to go on this mission Uganda. You know, last year I didn't find out about this trip in July until maybe the end of April. And Pastor Seth said, sure, come on, you can come. So we started raising money and we started attending the couple meetings. We had like 3 meetings or something. And sure enough, I jumped in. I was more nervous about this trip because it's the first time that I wasn't like the one in charge of it, you know, saying I didn't know really anybody except Pastor Seth going on this trip. And this was one of, in fact, I don't know if it's the best trip I've ever been on or definitely in the top 3 or 4. And, but yeah, I just.
So you need medical people because you're going to be actively involved in helping people that are dealing with medical issues.
Yeah,
and other.
There's doctors. In fact, there's this one doctor that goes every year, and I don't even know if she's a believer yet. I talked to her last year, and the Lord is working in her life, and she move heaven and earth to be able to go back.
So that's not a prerequisite that you're a believer in Jesus. If you're a medical person and you have a heart to serve other people, you can become part of this group. Now, how would a person who might be listening now make contact with you or someone else to find out about this specific mission you're doing? I think you said it's in June, right?
That's the end of July.
End of July
17th to the 31st.
Okay.
You can contact the website from the golf tournament thing. There's information on there. Am I allowed to give my cell phone number?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. If someone right now is listening to this thinking they'd like to have more information, for sure, give them out your number. Yeah.
All right. My number is 772-480-0780. So if you're interested in possibly joining
you're listening to Bob Littleton, that's his cell number. Why don't you give that out one more time?
772-480-0780.
And Bob's a nice guy. He's not going to grab you through the phone or anything like that. But you'll really find out some great information. Bob's a great guy, and we'll be able to fill you in on what this medical mission is all about and maybe other missions you might have interest in either for you or your children.
So I wrote down this morning a couple highlights of, like I said, most of incredible experience in my life. I've been on the mission trips. I told you about the guy in Mexico in the Haitian market. I've been in India 3 different times with some of my former students are now full-time missionaries in India. And there was a day, it was definitely the best day of my life. We went to this home and we're invited in and they're serving us chai tea and, you know, treating us like royalty, and pretty much the whole village sort of gather or as many could fit in this little home, you know, and we start sharing the gospel with them. At the time we were making this drawing of a circle, you know, and it ended up looking like a chocolate chip cookie, kind of, we called it the cookie illustration, but those little blots illustrated sin and, you know, and whatever. And then you would take a thing and you wipe it clean, and that's what Jesus came to do. Anyway, and it really connected with them. Well, in the middle of this, the woman from the home started freaking out. She was sitting on the floor. She started making these crazy sounds and like banging her head on the floor. And the translator pastor was with me. He said, "That's a demon." And I thought so. Anyway, and he prayed for her. And just the peace that came over this woman when she got delivered was, I've never experienced anything
miraculous
like that in my life. In fact, we went back the next day, and she said to us, what should I do with all these idols, you know, all around my house? And the translator said, what do you think you should do with them? And she said, I'm going to throw them in the river. And he said, that's a good idea. So she cleansed her house of all the idols that she had the very next day after she got delivered. But as we were leaving there, we packed our lunch, and we're driving this little three-wheel cab kind of thing. And my pastor translator said, there's a school there. Why don't we see if they'll let us eat lunch in there? And I thought, that's the stupidest idea I ever heard. Anyway, so he goes in. We get permission to go in there, and we're eating our lunch. And then the principal of the school and like six or eight of the teachers and a couple other students invited us to come over and want to know why we're here. Well, we end up sharing the gospel with that group of leadership in the school, and they insisted that we come back the next day and share the gospel with the whole school.
Wow.
So in these three classrooms, about 100 plus people in the classroom the next day, and after we explained the gospel, and after the first presentation, every kid in the class said they want to receive Jesus. And I'm like, wait a minute, you don't understand. I'm like, Jesus is going to make your life difficult. This is not, you know, easy. You're going to have to turn away from the other gods and whatnot. And they're all in every class we went into. I was like, at the end, I was like trying to talk them out of it. And I just left there thinking, is this a dream? I'm like pinching myself.
Right.
Did this really just happen? And then I thought, the only thing that could have made this day any better is if we would have said, you know, we would have thought to ask him, could we have it like church, start holding church services in your school? It wasn't a Christian school by any stretch.
Right.
Anyway, and the other guy, the third guy that was with me, he said, oh, yeah, I already asked him that. He said, yeah, we can meet there every Sunday. I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, God showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was definitely the most impactful day of my life.
Yeah. It's kind of like when we do our part, God does his part, which is the supernatural
Absolutely.
Part, you know, sharing the gospel message and telling people about the love of Jesus. And, you know, I think many times in these countries that you must go to, there hasn't been a lot of preaching of the gospel. There hasn't been a lot of, you know, letting people know that there's a way out of your guilt, your shame from sin that we all have. And it must be exciting because in our country, I'm afraid that a lot of the kids here, we're living in a pretty corrupt world, you know, and kids are being bombarded by social media and by all these other messages. And so you get out of the country and you go to these other places and you start preaching the gospel. Maybe there isn't that as much maybe perversion in some of these places. I don't know. Do you feel it when you go to some of these nations that there aren't those same kind of distractions because of all the so-called advancements we have where every kid has a cell phone and every kid has a laptop and every kid has a screen? And because the experience you just related was a pretty wonderful experience that if you're a believer today and you're thinking, what could I do to make an impact? Sometimes it's like I've heard a lot of people say, well, leave the country. I mean, get out of your country so you can have your eyes opened.
Yeah.
So you can actually see the world, go into all the world, not go into just this country or even our neighborhood. And sure, we need to preach the gospel to our families and neighbors. But what it sounds to me like as you're describing your stories that you really see the power of the gospel. It's the power of salvation to those who will believe. And when you go and preach the gospel, God does his part, right?
Absolutely. You know, the whole thing in Romans talks about beautiful feet are those who bring the gospel of peace, you know, and how are they going to hear unless someone shares with them? And yet this past Sunday, our pastor at King's shared that the Great Commission was given to the church. It wasn't necessarily given to individuals, you know. So as a church body, we all have different strengths and callings and, you know, different things that we're better at and whatever. And he was saying, you know, it's not about, you know, you have to go. And some people feel like, oh, you're guilting me into this. You know, if you're not able to do it, you know, then that doesn't excuse you from being part of the Great Commission. You know, maybe you have to fund these trips. You know, you know, your health is not well enough to be able to travel. You're a prayer warrior. Please pray for me and our team, you know, that are going this summer on these trips and others. But so it's not a guilt thing.
Well, it's interesting because one challenge the Lord has been putting on me is to pray bigger prayers. And, you know, the challenge with our little bracelets, right? What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus is praying right now. He's making intercession for all of us and for you if you're listening to this message. Is God's interceding for you that you would fulfill the plan that he has for your life. And so when you say about prayer, I know sometimes in all of our lives we can think maybe are our prayers effective. Well, God says that if you've been made right by Jesus, your prayers avail much. They do much. And so that's been a challenge of my own. And I think a great thing about praying is that, first of all, God hears your prayers. And as you pray God's will to be used by him to bring you to the places he's calling you to go to reach people, he'll answer those prayers. He will use you if you make yourself available. And so I think this is the challenge, right? The challenge that is in front of you with things you brought in here today is to present challenges to us to get outside our comfort zones. You talked about the comforts we have here. I think you can almost be intoxicated by the comforts of our culture.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
You served our country. Now let me, the home lady, serve you. Operation Veteran Home Ownership helps veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I made. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn, yeah, till I made. You called my name and I
to your Jesus, I will trust in you.
Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon from the Father-Child Connection. Have you noticed how time flies when you're raising a child? One moment, they're 8 months. Another moment, they're 8 years. Another moment, they're 18 years. Another moment, they're gone. Most of the childhood years need to be grasped and invested in by you, Dad. And I want to give you 3 key ways that every dad needs to connect with their child. 1, be accessible. This refers to the presence, your presence in the life of your child, physically and emotionally. It also means working hard on the relationship with the child's mom to create a healthy environment, even if you and the mom are not living together. 2, be engaging. This includes direct contact, such as playing with your children, reading to or with them, tucking them in at bedtime, and talking with them. Engagement, like love, requires action, not just words. 3, be responsible. Dad, take responsibility for your own action and take appropriate responsibility when your child is needing to be corrected, to be disciplined, to be encouraged. Be intentional. This is the Father-Child Connection. You can call us at 561-229-2379 or email us at admin@thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up.
Hello, WCNO family. This is Jonathan McLean. I'm the general manager of WCNO. We had an awesome prayer and share. Thank you so much for being a part of that. A few of you have not yet responded. We are so close to meeting our goal. Give us a shout and let's get this thing finished off. God bless all of you. Call us 772-221-1100.
his name.
He is a rock and a mighty, mighty God and a warrior who will make a way.
He is a lamb
and a lion and a lord and a king arisen from the grave. Stand up,
stand up
for Jesus.
Yeah.
Follow while he leads the way.
Stand up
for Jesus.
For Jesus.
You soldiers of the cross,
stand up
for Jesus.
For
our Savior is a mighty God.
Our King is an awesome God.
Oh. He is an awesome God. Oh.
Who you gonna call?
Oh, who you gonna call when the battle rages? Who is solid ground on the rock of ages?
Jesus is his name.
Who will be your peace when you're facing terror?
Jesus is his name.
Jesus is his name.
Who
will carry you, be a burden bearer?
Jesus is his name.
Oh, Jesus is his name.
He is a rock.
He is a rock and a mighty, mighty God and a warrior who will make a way.
He is a lamb.
He is a lamb and a lion. Follow while he leads the way.
Stand up
for Jesus. You soldiers of the
cross,
stand up for Jesus. Our Savior is a mighty God.
Our King is an awesome God.
He is a rock and a mighty, mighty God, and a warrior who will make a way.
He is a
lamb. Taking back the stolen ground.
Stand up
for Jesus. Praise him and stand in awe.
Stand up
for Jesus. Our Savior is a mighty God.
Our King is an awesome God.
So
stand up
for Jesus. He's risen from the grave.
Stand up
for Jesus. And give the glory to his name.
Tired and weary,
in your arms I know I'm home, oh God, my God, take my life and make it yours, Lord, fill me with your love, you are all I need, I surrender all of me, take my life and make it yours, Lord, fill me with your love, you are all I need, I surrender.
Your presence, Lord, is life to me. It's water to my soul. Your Spirit, Lord, will ever be breath for these dry bones.
Oh, I need to know is that I'll never
singing over me, you're singing over me, that's all I'll ever need, that's all I'll ever need, you're singing over me, you're singing over me, that's all I'll ever need, that's all I'll ever need.
Is that I'll never be
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in an entertaining and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station WCNO.
Mercy and kindness are great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is forever. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye peoples. For His mercy and kindness are great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is forever. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, I will offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye peoples. For His mercy and kindness are great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, His loving kindness is everlasting. I will call upon His name and lift the cup of Yeshua. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, I will offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye peoples. For His mercy and kindness are great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is forever. His mercy and kindness are great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is forever.
Those who grieve, crown of beauty. I feel the angels over me. Oh, they're times it seemed to me that you are very far away, but always just in time. You hear me when I pray. Never have you ever failed to keep your promises. Through every test of life, my faith, it still stays.
From the heart of the Everglades, this is Pastor Arlen Payne inviting you to join us every Wednesday at 5:15 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. for the Consider His Word radio program.
Consider His Word.
with me his wisdom. Every good and perfect gift that I receive is from his hand. What can I offer him? I'm just a man.